The Journey of My Heart, Passages from the Diary of a Pilgrim to Sri Ramanashramam, continued from the March-April issue. 4th of January, 1983. Once again, Ramaswamy Pillai and I enjoyed an open-hearted talk while children, one after another, came to his door to receive few pennies from his hands. The children called him Tata or Grandfather, and he said, "The first time I was called Tata, I was not shocked, but surprised. I looked in the mirror and saw I had no teeth and white hair. Since coming to Bhagavan, I have no feeling of aging. I am the same. And on the contrary, as one meditates, the mental process is reversed. Mentally, one becomes younger and stronger." This, no doubt, was borne out in his case as he lived 100 years. Editor's note. 5th of January 1983. Paul and I began our evening recitation at 6 p.m. And while reciting Sri Arunachala Pancharatnam, Kunjiswami and Ganesan walked into the room. The chanting flowed of its own accord, and I felt merged in the light of Arunachala Shiva. After a period of silence, Kunjiswami proceeded to immerse us with his gracious and consoling words, all aimed at encouraging us. He complimented us on our recitation and said it should be taped. "Though we moved closely with Bhagavan," he continued, "and he always acted normal, just as one of us, Bhagavan invariably had a far-off look. I believe that look was for such as you who live at a distance. You are special recipients of his grace. Those who live near take it for granted. Those far off remain thinking of Bhagavan. We, he and Ganesan, are the frogs. You are the bees." He said this in reference to verse 10 of Sri Arunachala Pathikam. "Lord of midlife, I have always been at thy feet like a frog which clings to the stem of the lotus. Make me instead a honey bee which from the blossom of the heart sucks the sweet honey of pure consciousness. Then shall I have deliverance." Bhagavan not only taught us Vichara Marga, Kunjiswami resumed, "he taught us how to live. He taught us not to drink until the end of the meal, to have fruit last of all, not to mix cold water with a drink or with hot water, but to let it to cool naturally. We observed all his actions and learned all these things. In so many ways, Bhagavan taught us how one can live happily anywhere in the world." Also, Bhagavan stressed that all devotees should know how to cook simple food, and he emphasized the importance of limiting the quantity of intake. "Even too much sattvic food becomes tamasic," Bhagavan would say. He wanted devotees to be self-reliant and not depend upon others for their basic needs. In Parakutu, all the sadhus cooked for themselves, and Bhagavan would take a personal interest in their diets. "But our purpose should not be to think of food, but to think and talk of Bhagavan." Bhagavan himself was a great cook. Not only was he highly skilled in preparing food, he also was a spiritual cook of souls. He baked our egos and served them to Arunachala. His song of the Pappadam gives us some understanding in this matter. "I expressed my desire to cook a meal for Swamiji, and he declined the offer so graciously that I almost didn't mind his not accepting it. He said that by watching me serve, he could tell I was a good cook, and the very thought of my offer gave him the same satisfaction as eating whatever I would have prepared for him." By Evelyn Castillo Safair, continued in the July-August issue.